Welcome to National MI's Educational Sales Podcast Series, hosted by mortgage sales consultants Pat Sherlock and Bobby Welch. This podcast is brought to you by National MI University. We are committed to delivering quality education. Now let's get started.
Hey everyone, Bobby Welch here, and of course we've got Pat Sherlock. Pat, hey.
Hey Bobby, great to be here.
It sure is. Well, you know this about me, I love technology. I am a total app fiend. So this topic, when you suggested it, this is going to be a lot of fun, but we're going to talk about some different apps that will help originators be more productive and market better and kind of improve their overall business. I think it's going to be a good time.
Well, I think it's an exciting time to be an originator. And I look at it just from the standpoint as a small business owner that the technology today is just so helpful in so many ways. And that's why I thought this would be a great topic. So let's talk about things that you can use in prospecting. And I'm going to start off with one that I think is fantastic, and it's called Email Hunter. This is a service where any person's email can be figured out. So there's never this issue that you don't know what the prospective referral source, that you don't know what their email is, because you go into this system, and frankly, a lot of these are free, and so you can get access into formatting. And the way emails work, there's only really a handful of approaches to them, but this system figures it out by going through the web and figuring out if anyone from that particular company has posted anything, then they see the format. So it's a cool app and something that I find really terrifically helpful today.
That's pretty. So literally you just enter in the person's name, the company, and
yes,
that is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you've used it with success.
Yes, yes. Of course, obviously, similar to what originators go through, obviously, as a small business owner, you're always looking for prospects, but you don't have everybody's email. And the reality is that these systems and these formats are really terrific. So that's one that I recommend. How about you?
Well, real quick, I'll tell you, there's a loan officer I'm going to actually email and tell them about the app, because they were talking about the frustrations. They'll do web research, and a lot of the real estate agents, they've gotten a little smarter. And instead of listing their email address online now, there's those contact forms.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. He was lamenting on how it's getting a little harder to get a hold of the agents. So that's a cool one.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you one of my favorites, just because, you know, I'm really big about productivity, and the way I measure productivity might be a little bit different than everyone else, but I kind of look at how much do I get done in a 2-hour window, and then how well do I do at consistently working on my priorities. And there's a string of apps. So if you go into the app store, whether it's on the iOS or even Android, look for it's called a Pomodoro timer. These are electronic versions of those old tomato twist timers that, you know, everybody's moms and grandmas had on the stove.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that, based on productivity research, that we work better in bursts. And a lot of these timers are set to 25-minute bursts. So you set the timer, you focus on something, you work for, you know, 25 minutes, timer goes off, you take a break, you rinse and repeat. However, we know that things like calling, you know, doing cold calls and things, we need to work maybe 45, 50 minutes and then the break. So you can reset the time to anything you want, but it just kind of ticks off and then reminds you to take a break, because believe it or not, you'll be more productive if you intensify your focus in bursts and then you take a break and then you repeat it. But what I really love about these is you can set different timers for different tasks that you're performing regularly, and it tracks how often you're doing them. So if I want to, for example, if I want to call new agents every day for, you know, 2 hours, I can put that in there. And then as I do it each day and I set the timer and it goes off and I set the timer goes off, it starts to create bar graphs. So I can see the weeks I've hit and have I done that activity as frequent as I want. It really does create this reward system for you to focus and be as consistent as you need to be in some of these activities.
Well, I think that's cool too. I mean, I think that the research does show that we should do our work in 25-minute kind of sprints and then 5 minutes of basically kind of what would be considered a rest component, then you move into another 25 minutes. And these tools like that are really wonderful because they help you to stay on track. So I think that's great. I want to mention another one that I just think, if I heard this once, I've heard this at least 10 million times within mortgage banking, that an originator is going to sit down and write a card. I mean, how many times have you heard that one? Okay. All right. That might be great if that's what you love to do. But as we well know, with prospecting, you have to be doing a lot of prospecting because it's not a time of only having two referral sources. We need to have 20 in today's market. So there is a company called Bond, BOND.co. And this is a online, again, there are other companies, but this is one that I use. There's an online system where you pick the card out, you put the note. This company will send the note out for you. You personalize it, and it's being handwritten by somebody else, but it's reflecting what you have inputted as your note. And so all the mechanical part of, do I need to go get a card? Do I have to go get some stamps? Do I have to go get a new pen because my good pen just ran out of ink? It's all done for you, and it's just an easier way to do high-volume cards. And, of course, they do have cards that are certainly thank you cards or different types of things. So I highly recommend that company, but there again, there are a lot of different card companies that, again, why are we, this whole idea of going to sit down and write some cards tonight, if I've heard one loan officer tell me that, I've heard like all of them tell me that, but they never write any cards because there's mechanical components to it that they never get around to. So that's another one that I highly suggest. So
Actually, I just wrote it down because I'm guilty of that too. I go in hot and cold streaks, if I'm being honest, with my cards. And and it really is as simple as I'll run out of cards. And then it just takes me a week to go get new ones. And then I've missed a best practice for a week. So I love this.
Yeah. And it looks personal to that person. So they've just done the legwork for you. And it's just like, wow, this is great. And so I think that every originator, if you're doing high volume prospecting, what you need to after every meeting, or just for the heck of it, you want to send something, you can. There's also some other companies that where you can do a picture and personalize it and send that to them. But again, I'm just saying this whole component of writing a card, we can use apps for that today. And certainly from the time and money component, it's worth it to you.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm resisting opening my browser to look at it now. But I wrote it down. That's good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Any other ones that, do you use Boom Boom?
Oh, I love BombBomb. Right?
Is that I call it BombBomb, but BombBomb, right.
Okay. Well, there's your next app idea. There's got to be something around Boom Boom. That'll work. I am a huge fan of BombBomb. Do you use it?
I've started to use it because everyone in mortgage banking seems to be using it. And again, it's smart. It's visual. And that's what you need to have today.
Yep. Well, and I tell you why I like it, because obviously you could, I mean, technically you could take a quick video of yourself on your phone and message that out. You don't need an app for that. I think for the listeners, if you want to know more about who you send it to, this app's off the planet because you can upload your contact list to it. I love the fact that it has like this 3-2-1 countdown so that I make sure that a smile's in face instead of my resting confused face. and then you can record it and then you shoot it out to whatever contact you wanted to shoot it out to. And a couple cool things, the GIF, I love that GIF in the beginning so that if they're on iOS, they'll actually see the first couple seconds of you moving around and talking. I've used that, like I've written the name of the person on a very small whiteboard, written their name and kind of pointed at it for the first couple seconds so that they know.
That's a great one. I like that. That's a good one.
Yeah. Well, especially like hard to contact people that they're ignoring you. It's like, no, really, I'm after you. But then I also like that it tracks. Did they open it? Did they watch it to the end? And then some of our loan officers, we've used it creatively because you can, like I can record a market update, for example, very personable, very, great, short 20 seconds. And then I can send it to everyone in my contacts just with one click. So, yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that's certainly another. I definitely see loan officers starting to use it a lot. So I think it's one of those ones that I think there is more acceptance than maybe some of these other things we're talking about. But I'd also like to suggest another one, which I have used and it's been very helpful. And we've talked about it before. It's really bulk texts and phone calls. And I happen to use Calling Post. Again, there's a lot of other companies that do it, but I find they are the easiest to do. And again, this is not replacing doing your cold calling. This is a way as a reminder or a way to send a similar message to many individuals that could be in your pipeline from a prospecting standpoint. And Calling Post has, you can send texts, in other words, the same message to a bunch of people. And likewise, you can do a personalized phone call to a bunch of people. And so I use it from a training perspective, but certainly you can use it when you're working your pipeline of continuing the awareness component of providing valuable information in a way that people will respond to because they're hearing your voice or they're getting really a text message from you. So that's one that I think is really a good one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, I think you said something that's really important. Don't use this to prospect.
No.
It'll backfire.
Right.
You can't recover from that type of stuff. It's hard to put it that way. But it is really great. You know, if you got to send out a reminder for a lunch and learn you're doing or maybe a market update or any, like that type of meet, great. I love the idea. Yeah.
Right. So no, you're awesome. Exactly right. We're not replacing cold calling. You've already developed a relationship in some way, and this is like a follow-up mechanism. And the way it works from when you're leaving a phone message, I mean, it's using your cell phone number will come up. And so these people will call you back. So it's cool. And I think it's a way that just what you use is a great example that maybe there's a training information. Maybe I'm always giving valuable information out. These are mechanisms to do that. I am not saying to use it as a cold calling replacement because it is not, because you're exactly right. You'll just irritate people if you're doing that. So any other ones for you that?
Yeah, I mean, like this one's pretty basic, but you know, I've tried out a ton of to-do lists.
Yes.
And a to-do list is a great idea, but you know, if you're like me, you come up with a lot of what you're supposed to do on the road sometime, like traveling.
Right.
And you can't write something down and you can't write even something in your phone. And so I found an app that I really like because I've been able to hack some of the built-in features in unique ways. The name of the app is called Todoist, Todoist. And, you know, the first thing I like about it is it works across platforms. So I can access it from my phone, on my computer, or on the web. It all stays synced in real time, which most of them do. That's not super unique anymore. But what I do like about this one in particular is the way I've learned to hack it and really take advantage of the lists that you create can have a unique email address. For example, I've got one called phone message list, and I've got a list called new task. Now, new task acts as my inbox. So when I remember something I need to do, I will send it to the new task inbox.
Gotcha.
And phone messages, like if I'm driving down the road and it's like, oh man, I gotta call Pat back, then I'll throw that in my phone message. But the hack that I've used is I'll create a contact record. So I take the email address that's unique to that list. I'll create a contact record, and then first name is new, last name is task, and then if I'm doing it with the inbox for my phone messages, first name is phone, last name is message, and then I save it to my phone. Then when I'm driving on the road, I can say, hey Siri, email phone message, and listen.
What's the subject of the email?
He heard. Did you hear it?
Yes. Wow.
So yeah, I forgot that he was activated. So when I say that, it pops up and I say, hey, call Pat. And when I call Pat, then it goes to the email box and it just shows up within seconds. If I go and look at the list, call Pat is now in there. I could do the same thing with new tasks. You know, hey Siri, I got to say it quiet. New task. Then he'll create the email and it goes in there. And then when I get to a stopping point, I drag the new task to the list it belongs to. and prioritize it. And all those ideas and things I have to do on the fly get captured and put in there super easy. So I stay on top of things a lot easier.
Yeah, that's a great one. It is incredible, all of these really shortcuts that people have developed. And interestingly enough, a lot of them, as I've already mentioned, are free. But there's a couple other ones that I want to mention. And one of them is that I think is a basic for originators, but I so rarely see them using it, is Google Alert allows you to input. Obviously, Google is everywhere. And so what it allows you, let's say you're in a marketplace like Medford, New Jersey, where I'm at, and I want to know the newest builders in the town. I can put that in and Google, when something comes up through either online or offline about that topic, they will email you that information. And so the days of having to sit there where you're having to really screen newspapers or whatever, you don't have to do it anymore. The systems do that, and it gives you an opportunity to share with whoever your prospects are information that they might not know. So Google Alert for any salesperson is really, I think, a crucial tool to have.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I guess you could Google Alert yourself too.
Yeah, you can.
On what's being said.
Right. And what's, yeah, well, that you should be aware of that, but it is actually something you should do anyway as an originator because of that issue. Because again, you know, ratings are everywhere for everything. And so how you get rated may be in something you're not even aware of or mentioned in something. There is a service called mention.com that I also belong to, that what the service does is that if you were mentioned on anything, then it emails you where the mention came. But that is a service that you have to buy. Google Alert is a lot cheaper.
So yes.
I would recommend that one. Yeah. Any other ones that you would like to share with our listeners today?
Yeah, let me, because there's a couple. Okay, here's the one, because there's a couple more, but here's the one I'll leave you guys with. Focus at Will.
Right.
That app, I actually got that one from my coach, and he did a thing where he said you could tell a lot about a person by taking a snapshot of their apps and just looking at what they're doing. So we did it and we traded, and then I saw Focus at Will, and it uses brainwave entrainment. So you play this music and it works best on headphones. I've even used it while cold calling though. Because it will play in the background of the headset, I can still hear the other person. I can still make calls. It's unobtrusive. It's very quiet. But this technology, brainwave entrainment, puts one frequency in one ear. You can't perceive this, by the way. A different frequency in the other ear, and then your brain reconciles the two into a very specific brain pattern. And of course, Focus at Will, it helps you focus. It brings your alert level up. I find that especially monotonous tasks, or if I'm having trouble focusing on that day, this in the background allows me to get through those things much easier, sharper. Also makes me, if I'm doing creative work, more. So let's say you're sitting down and you're coming up with your 90-day marketing plan and what you want to market and what your topics are, and it's going to take you 60 minutes. You just put those headphones on, crank that up a little bit in the background, and you're golden. Your focus just comes right in. And I do some of my best quality work with that playing in the background.
Well, that's a great idea. That's a great tool. No question about it. Well, we've covered a lot of topics today and a lot of apps that are helpful to originators when prospecting. So certainly if you run across any others, let us know. We're always looking for them. You can contact us through LinkedIn. That would work great. And I just want to thank everybody for listening today.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Pat.
Thanks for listening. If you have a topic to suggest, please tell your National MI account manager, and you may soon see it as part of our sales podcast series.